Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another episode of the Automated Millionaire video slash podcast. Again, I'm using this both as a video, and you might find this on YouTube or Vimeo or other business or video platforms, or you might just have tuned in on one of the podcasts on one of the podcast platforms. At any rate, I welcome you here. This podcast is all for business owners in particular of small and medium-sized businesses. Typically, the best fit that I have, you know, skill sets and insights and tools and lessons for are ranging in a yearly sales of, you know, all the way from zero, so startups, all the way up to about maybe $30 million. I have spoken earlier in other episodes about that, you know, there's some sincere and rather noticeable gaps between not just the monetary or the level of sales between a, let's say, a $1 million company and a $5 million company or a $10 or $20 or $30 million company. There are some big dynamics that changes radically to gain those higher steps of businesses. However, in the past series that we are still just about wrapping up in this episode, maybe the next episode, is the series where we're looking at the secrets of a top business turnaround agent. So again, let me just do a very quick recap. A business turnaround agent, in my terminology, at least the way I use it, is somebody, is a business consultant who is so good at the business that they can come into a business in any industry that, and help this business that's really struggling. This business might be close to a bankruptcy, and really is in dire need of a something that's going to salvage the business. So in other words, they have little money, if even any, and now they are hiring a business consulting or business turnaround agent who, if the person is worth their salt, probably comes at a rather large investment. And so now, not only do they have to find money they don't have to pay for expensive investment, and then recoup that investment, but not just that, but actually have a solid return out of the investment. As a business turnaround agent, I've been able to help over 100 companies in person, in the trenches and on site. Companies of all kinds of industries. And I've been able to take them from that position where they were almost about to give up and hand in the keys and throw in the towel or declare bankruptcy. And within matters of just mere weeks or maybe a few months, we were able to turn that business around. And predominantly, we were able to do so because we use a unique system. The current series that we are almost done with now is all about, you know, what are those secrets that this system has that makes it so able to do something of this kind of character. Had you told me that it was possible to go in and save a lot of these businesses, have you told me that in my early career, I honestly would not have believed you. But by seeing and working with it and actually seeing how well the system actually works and how well it actually puts everything into a system where it's almost self-regulatory. So in other words, it makes sure that all the employees are doing what they're supposed to doing, and they are doing it in a timely fashion, and they are reaching the result that you have agreed upon with them that they need to reach in the right time frame. We spoke in the last episode, we spoke about, you know, how we update on that and how we keep score on that. And I want to make sure that we keep score. That was one of the secrets we talked about last time. I also want to say that the one of the roundup secrets that we're going to talk about for this system is that not only do we keep score, but we repeat the process again. So the system is so, it's actually so simple. It's also easy to actually carry out. There can be a lot of work in order to, you know, fix an issue in the business and so on. But a lot of this is actually, it almost becomes fun. It almost becomes a little bit of a game. Like, what else can we find? How much more improvement can we do in the business? And with the extra money, the extra flow, you know, there's a sense of achievement. There's a sense of we're growing and moving in the right direction. And you'll feel, not least, the money or the cash position improving, which then at the end of the day may give you rise to that, well, maybe you give some bonuses to all the team members and all the employees who help you get these improvements in the business, help turn the business around. Or indeed, if your business was doing well, but now it's doing so much better because of use of this system, now you can still award the employees and your team members. But you want to keep repeating the process. So in other words, you still keep looking for what we have talked about in other episodes about the undesirable outcomes. That is typically where you find some money. Now, I do have other places we find money, and we'll talk about that in future episodes. We'll probably have a full list of it, and maybe at some point I'll make avail of a list of these how to find money in a business. I know the last time I checked, I had at least like a list of 50 avenues that you can easily find money in the business. Maybe not all of them are applicable to your business, or maybe not all of them is an area that you don't have like full control over and that you would find more money in. But I can tell you from experience that there are many of these points on the list that will help you find more money. But I don't have that list available for you right now, so but I probably will get it later on. So let me give that as an encouragement to you to subscribe to my channel and keep coming back so you can eventually avail of it when I have it available. What I do have available right now is actually a free training, a no-cost training for you, which will actually take you through this entire system. I'm actually mapping on a whiteboard. In this training, I'm mapping out this entire system so you can really clearly see all the different parts that we talked about in previous episodes. If you're new to this channel and this is your first episode, I do encourage you to listen to all the previous episodes. But if you're pressed for time and so on, then you can just go straight ahead to that free training. The actual training is about an hour long and so on, but it really truly maps out every single part of the system. Of course, I can't in an hour teach you everything and how we do it, but you'll get a very good sense about, okay, what's involved. So some of you might be inclined to say, well, I can take that and run with it and kind of do some things in my own business. And others, well, you probably want to do what the best leaders and the most successful people do is that they actually invest in themselves. That's right. So the best and most successful people that I've ever read about or ever heard or ever met, they all say the same thing, that they were willing to invest in themselves. They were willing to invest in the people. They were willing to invest in their business. And for instance, all the businesses that I helped in person, in trenches, well, they all invested a sizable amount of money for me to come in on site, in person, work with them in the trenches, for hours on end at a very hefty hourly rate. With the way that I am delivering my services today, it's mostly done through my programs and my group coaching and so on. So my programs typically have an online course that will take you through step by step. The benefit of this way is that you can access it at any given time. You can repeat anything that you said, oh, well, I need a repeat of that, or I need to listen to this again or see it through again. It also has all the tools that I use when I have been in the trenches with the clients and themselves. So I use certain tools that really help me expedite the knowledge of the business and so that I can get the right results out of the business very rapidly. The entire system is mapped out. There's a blueprint and there are training that takes you through each element of how to do it. All of these things are very learnable. So like I said to the audience in previous episodes is that all my clients have been very, very smart people and have been very savvy at their trades and so on. But very often they didn't have any systems for, you know, anything remotely like a business system. Very often they didn't have a business education. very often they didn't really know much about how to look at numbers or how to go about it. They kind of just had a process that they built from maybe when they started the business, maybe, you know, being just, you know, a one-man operator and eventually two and eventually growing out and maybe even growing to a sizable business, but are still lacking a lot of, shall we say, the quote-unquote business acumen. With the deliverability of my programs, I try not to make it like super, you don't have to be a PhD to understand this matter. I try to make it very accessible. And like I said, I have yet to find that this was not teachable to anybody, regardless of their trade, regardless of the background, regardless of education and so on. So in other words, the cool thing about a great system is that it's repeatable, it's teachable, it's learnable, it's implementable, and because it's been done so many times, we know that it actually carries out the right results. One caveat, let's be honest. If you go about doing business the way you always done it, you'll probably get the same results you always gotten. So if you invest in my programs or my offerings or my coaching and so on, but you do not take any of that newly acquired tools, knowledge, insights, suggestions, methods, and systems and implement that in business, well, then the likely outcome is that you're going to get the same result that you have already, whether that's a good result or a bad result. So in other words, you'll be basically wasting a lot of your investment instead of making sure that you take the money you invest with me or into my programs and coaching, and you not only recoup the money back very, very fast by some of the methods that I'm showing you how to make money fast back, and then now turning that investment into actually one that's really going to give you a nice return on investment. Most of my clients have seen a return on about 4 to 7 times the investment. And this was when I was back into the trenches. This was when I was in on site with businesses. So most of these engagements, they would typically run into the 200,000, 300,000, 400,000. I've even had, I think, some running up towards the $1 million because the engagement went so long. My coaches and my programs here, they are of a sizable investment. But compared to those kind of investments that I just described, they are really at a bargain. And that's because, of course, that by the way I'm now delivering it, I can create it, you know, once, sell it multiple times. And when I then coach you or put myself available for any questions so we can look at your business, we do so in a group coaching scenario, in group coaching setup. And the benefit of that is actually that, you know, what you will find is that everybody else, regardless of what business and industry they come from, they pretty much have the same kind of problems that you're sitting with. And sometimes we are either too shy to raise a hand and ask the question, or sometimes we forget to ask a question and then somebody else asked it. And it's like, oh, that is so good. I'm so glad they asked the question. And now they gain the insight. They gain perspective of how do we deal with that challenge. And so I found that the value in this kind of scenario is actually manifold that of when I was in the trenches. Because when I was in the trenches, of course, I could only take care of that one business. And sometimes what also happens is we get a little tunnel vision if we only look at one business. The benefit that I have from having helped so many businesses is that I gain perspective from all kinds of industries, and I know what system works and I know what doesn't work, and I know what you need to do so that you don't waste a lot of time chasing down a rabbit hole. Anyways, enough of all of that. I hope that you might want to instill in yourself that yes, you need to invest in yourself, whether with me, I would, of course, welcome that sincerely and be very appreciative if there is a good fit, or if you invest with somebody else. But what I do implore of you is that you actually go and seek the specialist who can help you provide such a system and set you up. What I really feel is the should be the ambition of all business owners is actually to become what I would say and call a true business owner. You see, most business owners, they are really not business owners. They more have bought themselves a job, and now they're working more hours than they would have in a job. There are more stresses, there are more troubles, there are more debts and obligations and headaches that they have to now carry on home when the end of day has come by. And a true business owner is one that actually can own the business, can ideally oversee the business, maybe even from afar, and make sure that the business actually evolves and grows at a nice and steady pace, or maybe even rapidly, into the desired results that you're looking for. And you do so best by systems and by then knowing how to manage the people who will take care of the daily operations for you in your absence. As a very quick note, let me just say that the way that the name of the Automated Millionaire came about is that because I was working with some associates that were helping with a development of a business area at one point, and they inquired very engagingly into the background that I had, what made me successful, what was my past business experience, how was it that I was able to do certain things. And what they learned is that I actually bought the largest limousine company back in Denmark back in the day. It was mostly corporate limousine services that we carried out. And within the first year of my ownership, we actually increased the sales for that business for about 3.5-fold. So we timed the sales by 3.5. And then the EBITDA, so all the earnings before the taxes, amortization, and depreciation and so on, before the finance also. Well, we increased that by 32-fold. All within the first year. So this was very astounding, but what struck them even more astoundingly was that I actually did this from remote position. So I hardly ever set foot in the business. I had a day job as a CEO running a very large car rental company in Denmark. So I had to do it with remote people. The team that I had taken over and, shall we say, quote unquote, purchase or that came with the company when I purchased it, I actually had to change them out completely, letting them go and getting a new team. So I started with a new team, and yet we were able to take a business that we had very little prior knowledge of. We had no customer relations because the team members that we had, they left, right? We had to let them go. And all the how-tos and so on were kind of like lost in that mix. And yet again, we were able to have this astounding result. So my dear business associates, they coined the term, oh my God, it's like you made all these millions on automation. And so they said, you're like the Automated Millionaire. So that became the business, the trade name that we then took up and said, you know what, that's a pretty cool name. And it actually fits a lot of these things. Not necessarily that things are run on automation, but with the right systems and right methods, actually a lot of it is almost on autopilot. We're just using people, we're using tools, we're using systems. And today, with the advent of, you know, with the internet and all these tools that we have available now, we actually have even more scope to have even grander result at lesser expense and actually much more accessible. Anyways. Let's wrap up this episode for this time. I hope you found some value in this. Again, if you want to go and see more details about the systems, I do suggest that you go to my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com, and that you find a tab in the menu that says no cost training or free training. And currently that training is all about this system where I'm mapping it out for you. The training is actually rather short. The actual training is like maybe an hour or so. But I actually, on a whiteboard, I map out every single part that we have actually discussed over the course of the many past series until date. I hope you'll do so. I hope I'll see you on that end of things. For here and for now, I would love for you to hit a like button on this. It helps my popularity get out there, not to be popular, but to reach more people so I can help more people. To subscribe to the podcast or the video channel would also be very grateful. I would be very grateful for. Because that way I can give you more value and more benefits and insights, and maybe later on tools and other things that you can then take and use and implement in your business. My charge, my mission is to help as many business owners as possible make more money, do it fast, do it easier, and have a business at the end of the day that actually runs much more smoothly, much more efficiently, and that they can become the business owner instead of having to work hard inside the business at all time. My charge is that because I've seen what a big benefit it is when you can relieve people of all the stresses of the financial burden of a business that's struggling or failing, of being maybe not able to meet the obligations. And I know of the stresses that then spills into personal lives and so on. I've seen it firsthand in a lot of the clients that I've helped in the trenches on the site and so on. But more than that, I've actually been there myself several times over. And so when I eventually learned a lot of the basis of this system that I'm using and made some development to it and put some of my angles towards it and so on, and see how well that actually takes care of all these kind of businesses, then I set out on this mission. I need to help many, many more people achieve that relief in their business and relief in their life and their personal lives. A lot of my business clients, they have been, you know, where they were so stressed, they had poor choices because they're all at work all the time. They don't take care of their health. They get to be fast food. So now all of a sudden they, you know, grow a little bit too heavy and they don't exercise. They come home, they're stressed. The wife is nagging maybe a little bit about the money and so on, and they feel like a failure. And soon enough, it's like it's a huge snowball effect of all these kind of negatives, and it puts a lot of toll and a lot of stress on the people. That's why I have my charge. I hope you'll help me get there by spreading the word. So if you know of anybody who could make use of a good business system in their business, then by all means send them my way, and then whether they take up on some of my offerings or if at least I can direct them onwards to where else they can go. I have helped more people by the help that you brought me. So I appreciate that so much. Again, please hit the like button, please subscribe, and by all means go and check out this free training that I have on my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com. This was Michael Pitzner, also known as the Automated Millionaire, and I'll see you in the next episode.